This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I mean, I'm never going to say no. I don't love trading future ones. You know, if you go back to when I got here, what we were trying to do, knowing that we were most likely going to be in the quarterback market if we found the right guy, was creating assets to not have to trade the next year's one. And so if it makes sense, I'll do it, but I don't love it.
Not going to rule it out, but at least saying it's not exactly ideal trading future number one draft picks. Bills GM Brandon Bean today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here on WGR and on our Facebook page. It's the Facebook Live NFL pre-draft show presented by Upstate Honda Dealers. For great deals, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Joining us now, taking his turn on this very special episode of our show, is Sneaky Joe, former producer of ours, Extra Point, Morning Show. You know all about Sneaky Joe. Joe, I would say, is famous for his big ideas. Joe loves a big idea. And is there a bigger idea than the Bills trading for Justin Jefferson? Joe, I've heard you, I've seen you tweet about it enough times to convince me that maybe you could see it. I just wonder, as we start here, what kind of odds, not even Buffalo, but just anywhere, what kind of odds you'd put on a Jefferson trade, as good as he is, but there's, you know, there's talk about his wanting a bigger contract, and Minnesota doesn't have quarterback figured out. Maybe he gets moved. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm not famous, by the way, for trolling Troy Aikman anymore. We're beyond that.
Get to work, buddy.
Maybe you are. Famous for a lot of things.
It's not zero. I still think until they have a quarterback in that building that is reputable, I will question that he'll sign on the dotted line with that team and sign up for 4 or 5 years, whatever the extension would be, of joining the Vikings in the quarterback wilderness. So, you know, they can offer him all the money in the world. It's more for me about the quarterback part of it. So until he signs a contract, I'll believe that he would be willing to get out of there, do whatever he's got to do. You could be an all-time great receiver if you have the right quarterback. If you don't, then it's just going to be tougher. You have a chance to be one of the best of all time. So, I mean, it's not likely, but it's not zero. And if he does become available, I mean, I got to think that Brandon Bean is the first GM that's picking up the phone. If not, what are the odds he's called already? He's probably texted the Vikings GM, I bet.
Depends how well I know him. But I made the Diggs trade with him, and that worked out for everybody. So maybe I that's a guy I can call back.
Different people, though, right?
Oh, it is. Quessy wasn't there then to make that trade.
I don't think so. I think he.
That's right.
He came in since then. Yeah, if the Morning Show, and I think it is known for the wide receiver train, like that phrase and just that idea. I feel like when it's your turn to be the conductor, you are trying to turn that train into, like, I've never heard of a nuclear powered train, but you are like
trying to fly it.
You are, yeah, right. You're trying to make this thing airborne, because I feel like you've also sort of ventured into where I've been, which is, if I can get to the Bears at 9 and draft a Dunze, I'm going to have a hard time running away from that.
Yep. That's another one. I am. You're right. The big idea, I mean, I want them to try to replace Diggs. Like, how quickly can I get to someone that's going to get 100-plus targets, and it's actually a respectable idea for even the first year or two? And the veteran route, Ayuk's probably more likely than all of this. That makes sense here. But nine, I mean, I think what you hear about a Dunze, I trust Matt Harmon on that, who had him number two from the receiver class, even though I don't see that a lot. Usually, you know, he's the third guy. But I like a Dunze as someone that could play for them right away. And how do I get to the Bears? How do I get to the top 10 to get him? Well, I kind of have the perfect setup. I have a team that's already picking one, so they're getting their quarterback. I don't have to worry about taking that away from them. They only have four draft picks, and it still is a little conspicuous to me. It could just be due diligence, whatever, that they don't have a pick between 9 and 74, and they're hosting Xavier Worthy and other prospects that are end of first round, early round two guys. When where are you picking Xavier Worthy? Like, to me, maybe that's due diligence just because they are open to moving back. So 28, that's right around where that guy goes.
They had to have Chase Claypool, so they don't have those. They don't have those picks. Joe, I don't have to be right. I mean, the Bills trade with Kansas City that ended up Patrick Mahomes, Trey White was 10 for 27. This idea is 9 and 28, so it's not unprecedented. I think 28 is too late for most of these ideas. I could see 28 turning into where Seattle picks, you know, kind of in the middle. What is that, 16, somewhere in there? But, you know, you saw it from Bean when he traded up for Josh Allen. You know, the Minnesota move with Houston a couple of weeks ago. There might need to be another move first. So that the team we're talking, the Giants at six, I mean, the team we're talking about in the top 10, how does it sound to them to go all the way to almost the bottom of the first round? What kind of credibility would you give that point?
No, I would. I mean, you've probably got to lily pad your way up there somewhere in the middle of the first round, because if I'm Chicago and I love the offer Brandon Bean has made me, he's going to give me two firsts, he's going to give me 60, he's going to give me a couple of day three picks on top of it, I think I tell him, all right, I'll call you right back, and I go call the Steelers and ask if they'll give me the exact same thing to move down 11 spots instead of 19 spots. So it's something I'd want them to pursue, but is it likely? I mean, that's the problem. Why does it happen so rarely? How come the only example, I mean, I like the example, but the only one you really can point to is the Julio Jones trade from 13 years ago. I don't know that there's another one, because how often does a team like that Cleveland team decide, oh yeah, we'll move down 20 spots and kick it all the way down to the first round? I don't think it's a likely idea. Is it impossible? I mean, I would believe that that's the type of move, though, that especially knowing Bean, that he's trying to pull off.
So, Sneaky Joe, tell us, like, these are big ideas. Are they your favorite ideas? You know, we know they're not likely. They're harder to pull off. Like, what's your favorite, I guess, in different categories? If they don't move, what would you, you got a guy at 28 that you're sort of leaning into and hoping is there that they can grab without having to pay extra? Because there's, like, I feel like there's just different, you know, there's different tiers to this conversation, specifically about the receivers.
I think I'm down to two for who my guy is with a week to go. And it's either McConkie or Brian Thomas for me. Is there any group out there that doesn't like McConkie? Like, he's got the numbers. The film guys love him. He doesn't have, I guess, just the surface stats. Like, he only had 1,600 yards in college. But I feel like everyone's kind of in agreement. Like, no, this is a nice prospect.
Well, Joe, I like how you're saying here. Is there any knock? I think would be he's not anybody's number one. And here we are talking about the Bills suddenly needing a number one. And, you know, Brian Thomas, I think, might suffice. I'm not predicting that he'll be great, but a lot of people would. You know, Mitchell, these guys, they have the profile to maybe be number one receivers.
I feel like I've already got two McConkies on my team.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, too, because I've heard differing opinions on that. Some that think he's going to walk into the league and this is going to be a slot guy, and others that are pointing out that he didn't really do that in college. Like, he's got speed to play on the outside. The only knock on him, really, I guess, is that he's really bad against press coverage, but otherwise on the outside, like man coverage, he kind of does the Diggs role. What Diggs did for the Bills the last couple of years, he's the guy playing off. Davis is the one that's playing more of that press, and Diggs, that's the role he played. I feel like what I hear, that's kind of what McConkie did at Georgia. So size-wise, he's kind of Diggs-esque too. I don't want to completely fall in love with him just because there are comparables to Diggs, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's enough there that it's possible that when he enters the NFL, he's not going to be a guy that's playing in the slot.
Is there a favorite idea of yours that is not a receiver? Or is there no such thing?
I don't think there's such thing.
Okay. What's the best for fantasy, Joe?
The best for fantasy. The best for fantasy is...
Any of these guys receiver, going to the Bills? Any of these guys going to the Bills, like in fantasy, they're definitely going up. You know, I don't know that they... Would you pick Neighbors on the Giants or Harrison on the Patriots behind Brian Thomas on the Bills? No. But... They're right after the top guys.
Dynasty. Could I get to one of them, though, and redraft for that? Like, for just next season, my home league, am I drafting, you know, am I drafting Adunze on the Giants, or am I drafting, Brian Thomas on the Bills? If the Bills don't do anything else at receiver, maybe I'd still end up at Adunze, but I feel like it would be closer than than the draft would say.
The Bills give you that rare combination, and to an extent, so does Kansas City, where you've got the quarterback and like the setup is great, and there's also not somebody in the way. Like Chicago at 9, oh my goodness. Maybe Caleb Williams, but they already have DJ Moore. They traded for Keenan Allen. Like there's not a lot of – if that's Odunze, I don't love that for this year. But, you know, so maybe the Bills would outrank that possibility. So,
also, you know, if they nabbed a running back at some point, it's going to be a nice – little flyer at the end of the fantasy draft.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I don't. I think my favorite is anyone but Trey Benson because he sounds like, day two? So that have to be their second round pick, and I just don't. I don't want any part of that. I mean, Braylon Allen maybe, like someone I can grab in the fourth, fifth round that's just not going to be a big investment and is going to spell Cook.
Oh,
nothing more significant than that. I'm fine.
It's got to be Saturday. Especially, you have one day two pick right now. It's got to be Saturday. Audric Estime. Yeah. I'll throw his name into it. Notre Dame.
Sounds great. Never heard of him.
Perfect, right?
Love it.
Yep. Perfect for Bulldog.
Yeah, you know my theory. The running back corollary. I want the Bills to add is a guy I've never heard of, Joe. That's where I'm at.
Yep.
If he's
heard of him, that's a problem.
Well, now he's heard of Estime, though, so now what do we do?
I already forgot.
Maybe I made it up. Thank you. Too bad you couldn't be seen here today on the Facebook Live. The fans are upset.
I know. I don't have the hookup. I'll make it up to you. I'm gonna be leaving in a minute anyway for the art gallery for the first time. So otherwise, I would have been in there with you guys.
I would like to have Joe be on with us from the art gallery.
Yeah, that'd very cool. Fun. Yeah, just do a live stream on Twitter or something. Well, yeah, all right.
Sure. That would have been that. See, if I had thought ahead, that would have been the place for the backdrop, just at the art gallery.
That's right. That's right. Next year. Thank you, Joe. Nice to talk to you always.
Thank you.
Sneaky Joe. Next hour, Nate Geary and Jeremy White will join us, 5 and 5:30 Eastern, respectively. Check us out on the WGR Facebook page if you like, or, of course, we'll continue our radio broadcast here as always. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, it is our pre-draft special. There's some mocking that's going to happen. Oh, there's tons of mocking going on in the comments, but, you know, other mocking. Who will go where in this draft? It's all presented by Upstate Honda Dealers. For great deals, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.